The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live. Welcome to the live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The conversation tonight has gone from the Satanic Temple giving out pamphlets at government schools in Orange County, Florida, to just a general conversation about government schools, to whatever you want to discuss. You dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And just the idea of who should be allowed to give out information at a government school. Of course, the ideal situation for the host of the show would be that we have no government schools. And so we were also talking about a world in which those things don't exist anymore, and we actually have a marketplace of schools where people can send their children to whatever school they choose, and they're not forced by the threat of violence to fund a school system that they don't agree with, which is what we've got today. I don't agree with the government schools. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't even have kids. Now, that doesn't mean I don't support education. For instance, the Shire Free Church, Mark, you and I are involved with the Shire Free Church as ministers here in Keene.
Right.
Shire Free Church actually gave money to the Waldorf School here in town because I support education. I just want to support the education that I support, not the stuff I don't. Simple.
Makes sense.
But yet we're all threatened with the violence of the stealing of our homes if we don't pay in to this government school system. So you can comment on any of those things, 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Jay on the line here. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live in Colorado.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
As you know, a couple segments ago, Mark posed the question, what is the agreement, you know, to participate in this tax scheme? Well, it's not exactly what he said, but essentially what I think he said.
He said, what was the obligation? What was the obligation?
Obligation, yep. So, I have literally for the past decade been asking this question. I've asked it to tax collectors in writing. Of course, they don't answer. And then I did a public records request back in 2010. For them to provide the documents that the town really relies on, that I have consented to agreeing to participate in the property tax. And what they sent me back was the deed that the guy who sold me the house signed, doesn't have my signature on it.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me the deed that he's a grantor on, a grantee on. A grantee is the guy who buys the house. And then they sent me the deed that they sent me back seven deed certified copies of them, and that was all. And that was their answer to my public records request for, you know, the agreement. And
did the deed contain any stipulations about paying property taxes?
In fact, it's not property tax; it's real estate tax. And in fact, none of these deeds say the word real estate on them. They all say a tract of land. So no, there was no stipulation,
and I didn't sign it anyway.
So now, when my father was in court on the farm thing, he asked in every possible way we could conceive asking, where's the agreement, what's the agreement? And in fact, I got the transcripts, the recordings, for maybe he asked the question, I think we counted 27 times in a row, where is the instrument I signed that compels me to this purpose?
Now, the instrument, by the way, is a legalese term that means a contract, basically an agreement of some sort, something you'd sign.
Right. So in 1991, my father did this when they brought him to court because he bought that land in 1983. And the judge told the town, you have 30 days to provide said instrument. And at the next court date, the town attorney never appeared, and they removed the tax liens from the property in 1991. And then in 2012,
wow.
I think it was 2012, 2011, I don't know the dates, we were in Boston at land court, And we asked it in writing. We did a motion demanding it. We did public records requests. We did freedom of information. We did, like, every conceivable thing to, like, cover every basis. So finally, the town's attorney says, interestingly noted, I have right here a deed where Mr. Noon agrees to pay the property taxes. Now, or pay the real estate tax. Now, the deed doesn't say that. And we objected up and down. And that's actually one of the reasons that I'm suing the town's lawyer in land court, because he misled the court and lied. And so anyways, that's all in appeal, federal appeals court right now. But recently, for about, the past 3 months, I've probably been spending literally 25 to 30 hours a week on conference calls doing research on where this agreement lies. And I've been on the phone the past couple of days with people about this. And what our theory is, and the reason I'm calling it a theory, is because I haven't put everything together to prove it yet. I shouldn't say I. The people and I have been working on this. And the theory is that when you register the deed in the registry of deeds, you abandon the deed, and the registry of deeds is essentially like a bank. It's like you're depositing a check but not withdrawing the cash when you register a deed is what our research is leading to now.
And so are you claiming that if when you register a deed with the town that you're essentially giving the town the property? Is that the idea?
Well, what you're doing is you're putting the property into trust. The town is putting it into trust. You, in this trust, become the trustee, and the town becomes the executor and the beneficiary, hence all of this stuff with permits and taxation and you having to bear.
How do you get it back out?
Well, this is exactly what the girl who helps you, her mother and I are working on this very diligently, and it's actually being tested this week. We did a notice of removal from county registry of the property, and that it was being transferred out of any implied trust, estate, corporation, anything that they could possibly come up with, and it was no longer for public consumption, because everything that's put into the public arena is for public consumption, from what our research has found.
So you filed a notice with who? The county recorder?
Yes, the county registry of deeds.
And so that's just been filed?
Well, if it hasn't been filed yesterday, it'll be filed Monday.
Fascinating. I guess another question would be, how do you avoid putting the deed in there in the first place? Isn't it the title company that does all that? I've never gone down and filed a deed. That's something I've never done.
Well, here's part of the fraud about it. Now, my dad specifically was smart enough in 1983 not to register the deed. So the people who owned my dad's land kept on getting this tax bill. So what them people did is they said, hey, Spud, you got to put this deed in. And he said, no, I'm not doing it. I got the deed in a safe spot. It's my property. I'm not giving it to the town. And my dad was part of this, free man stuff, since the 70s. So anyways, they ended up, the people who formerly owned the property, their lawyer actually recorded the deed like 2 or 3 years after the property was sold, transferred.
Yeah.
So and it shows that right on the deed. The date is, I don't remember the exact amount of years, but it was a significant time after the property was, the deed was written and notarized and all that, and that it was recorded in the registry of deeds. And that's actually when they went 5 or 6 years the first time around, before they came after my dad on the property tax.
You'll have to keep us in the loop, Jay. I think it's fascinating, and if you're able to actually pull the deed from the county registry, that'll be a huge victory. I don't know what's going to happen with that, so let us know when you know, and thank you for the info tonight. That's Jay Noon. Jay is a guy, for listeners who are new to the show or have never heard Jay before, and we could have kept him on the whole hour, but he's a guy who actually puts his beliefs into action. Now, he's not always right, or sometimes he might believe he's right, but the government doesn't do what he's expecting them to.
He's not always successful.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better.
But he's someone who actually put his own house on the line and ultimately lost it in this sort of property tax fight, if you will. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is he on to something? We'll find out over time here as the case continues to develop. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk
Live, Saturday edition. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we were talking earlier about the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people all to the same place. There are over 16,000 participants in the Free State Project. One of them is a man named Andrew Jones. And Andrew right now is unable to move to New Hampshire. He's unable to fulfill his pledge as part of the Free State Project, and that is because he's on house arrest, on bail conditions, on $1 million bond from the federal government's clutches, because they're accusing him of being one of the operators of the Silk Road underground drug black marketplace. And he's now facing the rest of his life in prison as a result of these charges. He has his parents who have put up their retirement incomes and their home in order to secure this $1 million bond. They don't have much left. They need as much help as possible to pay for his defense, because Drew didn't hurt anybody. Even if he did administer the Silk Road helped save lives.
Right.
Silk Road's an amazing technology. We don't have time to get into the details on the Silk Road. You can do your own research on that, and you can do your own research on Andrew Jones, but there's not much information out there about Andrew. There's a lot about Ross Ulbricht, who is the guy accused of being the head of the Silk Road. But Drew's facing very similar charges. He just hasn't gotten the same amount of attention. If you want to help out Ross, you can do that at freeross.org. We support that here on Free Talk Live. We also support helping out Drew at drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Ernie listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Ernie.
Well, finally, it was great listening to you guys. The first time I've heard you, and I'm very impressed by the common sense.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
I wanted to say that I read an article in Outside Magazine. It spoke about, well, the title of it was We Don't Need No Education. And it talked about bringing common sense and usefulness into the schoolrooms. And I think there's examples of things that already exist that are successful. You know, we can identify the problems, but if you're not part of a solution, you may be continuing the problem. If you look in communities such as Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, the Mennonite communities, they certainly have educational curriculum that are state-imposed, and they follow that. And on one blackboard I read, because I walked around and I lived in the community for a long time and became very friendly with their approach, they have the state-required teaching on one blackboard, and then on the other board it talks about things like what is a thunderhead, how does it impact the crops. They take kids out and they teach them about the harvest. They teach them how to build. It's an incredible life, and they, I believe, pay very little, if any, taxes at all, because they're part of the solution. They're an individual group who make their own foods, furniture, clothing, and very, very little dependency on government, if any. So I think there's an example of a realistic approach and solution to the problems that you've identified tonight. And I want people to understand that there's a happy ending here. It's not all about the problems. It is, in fact, to identify those universal, acceptable means of education that exist probably more than we realize. I'll be up in New Hampshire next week from the 29th through the 4th in a training program. And I'm very interested in hearing a little bit more about your initiatives. I just wanted to say that, and I'll get off the phone if you guys want to comment, that here's an example that exists in America, the land of the free, where children are educated, they're being introduced to the wild. In fact, the article in Outside Magazine has as a subtitle, Rewilding Our Children, where they get them out of those penitentiaries and put them back on the farms and into realistic examples of what they're going to need to survive in life.
Now, did you say the school was Mennonite or Amish?
Mennonite. I lived in the Shenandoah Valley, Virginia, mm-hmm. in a beautiful part of the world, and it was in the town of Mount Clinton and Hinton and those areas in Rockingham County, Virginia.
So we
just so you know, Amish are Mennonites, Ian.
Yeah, but the Mennonites are a little more with it with the times, right? Like they've got cars.
Depends on the Mennonites. No,
no,
no. No?
What's the difference?
I think just the opposite. They're so independent that, again, we're reliant on government and the lack thereof, and these people are definitely on their own, providing education that makes sense to their community, and I'm sure we could benefit and learn something, from example.
So, So is the idea, Ernie, that they, when they, you mentioned this blackboard with the state educational curriculum, is that sort of the idea that they're complying with the state's rules by just having it there, but they just ignore it essentially?
Well,
that's fascinating.
They need it because they find out the areas in which it's important. Now, let me give you a quick example. I walked into the school system. It was run by a friend's family member. And I walked in and I said, what are these little flags on each classroom? There might have been 7 or 8 kids in each class. And they said, well, we believe that instead of raising the hand and the kid stopping his reading or her reading and losing the attention and the momentum that is provided, they put the flag up when they have a question about something that they're reading, and that by the time we get to the opportunity to put that flag down and answer that question or deal with it, they generally have read far enough and kind of figured it out on their own. They give the kids a chance to think.
Ernie, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Anything you
That's
can do.
855-450-3733.
Thank you. Anything you can do to get your kids out of the government schools is something I support. Even though I don't support having these government rules on private schools or homeschooling education, or unschooling, I don't think you should have to show any bureaucrat how you're educating your children. I don't think you should have to beg for permission or beg for approval or anything like that. But I understand that people are scared. You know, they go through, they jump through the hoops because they're afraid the government's going to take their kids from them. I can understand why people do that.
The suggestion is that somehow the state is an organization that is that can hold other people accountable. And I question that. What qualifies these people to hold me accountable in the education of my child?
They went to college.
Okay, that's fine. So did, you know, a variety of other people
who've trained
run
on how to be teachers. You're
says,
not.
Says them.
You're
they
not.
Say to themselves that they are qualified. I say to myself I am qualified.
You're just a talk show host. You are not professionally trained as a teacher. You need to have a teacher hold your hand, Mark, and tell you how it's done.
Well, a teacher would know that when you think about organizations that claim a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass, known as states, these organizations that we commonly call governments, but I think that they're special in that they govern in a monopolistic way. These organizations are responsible for more human deaths in the 20th century than any other single cause, and that therefore it is wise for an individual not to trust people who work for that organization, even if those people seem, you know, old and pleasant and female, and maybe they, you know, they talk really quiet and perhaps a little condescendingly to you, like they did when you were in school. You know, let's not forget, you work for an organization of violence, and you'll take my house away.
Take your kids,
if
too.
I don't play. And they'll take your kids, too.
So what, clarify for me, what's
sure.
the difference between the Amish and the Mennonites? I thought
sure.
the Mennonites, because we used to live in Sarasota, Florida, there's a large Mennonite community there, at least what I thought was
Pinecraft. Pinecraft for the win.
What's the difference?
Mennonites span a much larger gamut than Amish do.
Uh-huh.
Amish tend to be, conservative. Mennonites can be anywhere from ultra-conservative, more conservative than Amish, to quite liberal, where the married guys don't even have beards anymore.
Okay. I always thought the Mennonites were the more open, more free. That's interesting. So there's a wider range.
Common mistake. Yeah.
All right. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. We give them away. So again, freetalklive.com. We'll get back into your calls here in a moment. You can call in about anything. We've been all over the place from government schools to freedom of speech, people being able to go and hand things out to government school students. The idea of what would the world be like without having a monopoly on schools as we have with the government system, etc. You can also take control here via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request. It will be approved after that. It's easy to call us on Skype. And if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them that critical edge that they need. They, at modup.net, make it affordable for you to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. And remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net gives you a deep discount if you pay with Bitcoin. Now, their prices are already great, but you You save 33% if you pay with Bitcoin at modup.net. Now, you can also use code FTL to make the deal even better by getting 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at modup.net. It's world-class service at a great price for modafinil. Modup, M-O-D-U-P. .net. And again, code FTL. Before we continue here, Mark, you had described the difference between Mennonite and Amish, and it wasn't in the way that I have traditionally understood it. It's also not in the way that thirdway.com, which is the first result, the Third Way Cafe, it's the first result when you search for Mennonite versus Amish on Google. The article here is, who are the Mennonites? Frequently asked questions about Mennonites. What's the difference between Mennonites and Amish? We find that many people asking about Mennonites are actually thinking of the Amish or Old Order Mennonites. So maybe that's what you meant when you were talking about how Mennonites, there's this large range of them. Some of them very conservative. Some are very, very, you know, liberal in their ways. The conservative ones being like, let's live without power, that kind of group. Would that be the Old Order that I would
guess? Absolutely.
Okay. So Mennonites and Amish, they say here, come from a Protestant tradition known as Anabaptism, meaning to be baptized again, begun in the 16th century. The first Anabaptists separated from the state church because of their belief that a relationship with Christ is an adult choice, and baptism must come out of an adult decision to follow Christ in every aspect of life. At that time, infant baptism was the accepted practice. Besides their common historical roots, Mennonite and Amish groups all stress that they should live out their beliefs in daily life. While the groups agree on basic Christian doctrine, their differences come in interpreting how those practices should be lived out. The original difference in opinion came in 1693 when Jacob Annan, a Swiss Anabaptist leader, felt that the church leaders were not holding to strict separation from the world and that a spiritual renewal was needed. Annan didn't believe that the ban, or shunning, was being practiced as it should be. He separated from the Anabaptists over this issue, and his followers were nicknamed Amish. Presumably, I would guess, after his last name.
Right.
Amish enforced more separatist ways upon his followers, and today some practices among the Amish include untrimmed beards and hooks and eyes in the place of buttons on outer garments of the men, horse and buggy transportation, horse-drawn implements for farming, plain and distinctive dress patterns, and no electricity in homes. However, most Mennonites today are not outwardly that different from any person you meet on the street, and in fact, live in countries around the world with a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds. Mennonites believe in simple living, but express that simplicity in a spirit of stewardship and awareness of the needs of others, rather than completely separating from society, as the Amish continue to do.
Yeah, I think that you'll find some Mennonite communities where they use plain dress, and you'll find other Mennonite communities where they don't.
Interesting.
And they may not even have a community at that point. They just kind of, you know, go out and live their lives. But it just, you know, it depends on the church and what their prescribed rules are. These Anabaptist churches, they have they're formed from the bottom up. There is no, you know, Mennonite Pope, right? passing down the Mennonite rules.
Good for them.
Well, many churches are aligned that way. Quakers are the same.
Decentralized.
Indeed.
So I've always found the Amish to be fascinating. I mean, as far as, and I guess the Mennonites to a lesser extent, but, you know, the Amish where they, in a lot of cases, will get in conflict with the government because the government's rules require this and this and this, and the Amish are like, that's against our religion, man. So they just don't do it. And
they have lobbyists.
Really?
Yes. The Amish don't have to pay Social Security, and it's because of their Amish lobbyists.
Well, I don't pay Social Security either, and I'm not Amish.
Okay. The Amish have a dispensation, whereas, trying to get out of – if you pay taxes, if you pay income taxes, you're going to pay Social Security taxes.
Do Amish pay income taxes?
No, they have they have lobbyists that allow them to not pay Social Security because they're Amish.
So they pay the income tax, but not the Social Security.
That's correct.
So you can share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Kristen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Kristen.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You're talking about Intercourse, there's a town called Intercourse, Pennsylvania, where it's
screw them.
You know, the Amish country, and I've been there. But
sounds exciting.
Anyways, I just wanted to comment on Jay Noon's thing about the property tax.
Yeah, Jay's, for our listeners just tuning in, Jay's a hero of mine. He actually put his own property on the line in a heroic stand against property tax and ultimately lost it in Palmer, Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Yes, that's when I met you first, Ian. But anyways, I've been in Massachusetts. I have my house right now for like 30 years. And, you know, so what's going to happen after 30 years? So I'm paying my property tax, and I've owned the house 30 years, so I still have to pay tax on my land. That's ridiculous.
It never
ends.
I should
never have actually paid for my tax the whole time.
Well, you know, the government, whatever that municipal government is that collects your taxes, they've been collecting money on that land nonstop
forever.
For hundreds of years.
If you didn't
they
pay.
They don't care who owns it because you're just a renter there as
right.
far as they're concerned.
I mean, if you didn't pay the tax, Kristen, you'd have no roof over your head at some point because they'd do the same thing they did
exactly.
to Jay Noon. They'd come with a yeah. team of men with guns and they'd throw you out into the street and they wouldn't care if it was in the middle of January in Massachusetts. You know, as since you happened to call in, Kristen, and we have met in person. You were at Keenvention last year, and I hear you're coming
yes,
back
I
this
was.
Year. And you're coming back this year. Right?
Yes, and I'm bringing a lot of people from Rhode Island.
Awesome.
And I'm bringing people from Boston.
What did you like the most about Keenvention?
Last year?
Yeah.
Last year? What I loved the best was the welcoming atmosphere. Because I went all by myself. I did not really know a lot of you guys. And I just love the welcoming attitude. And plus,
cool.
I won a lot of prizes.
Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks at Keenvention
yes.
2014. Thanks for the call tonight, Kristen. Appreciate hearing from you.
No, I wanted to talk about women and guns rights, but I'll call another night.
Yeah, another night. Thanks for the call tonight. You can call any night here on Free Talk Live. We only have a one call per night rule. There aren't very many rules here on Free Talk Live, as it should be. But yeah, look forward to hearing from her again. And Keenvention, I'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up here in moments. I'm excited about it. We're gearing up for it here in Keene. It's coming up October 31st. Through November 2nd. Tell you a little bit more about it. Keenvention.info is the website. Our toll-free number here, 855-453. We can talk about government schools, the Amish, whatever is on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You take control.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. At $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com. philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here in this live Saturday edition of the program. There's still plenty of time for you to get on the air with us. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in. No one Skyped in yet tonight. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm and just send a quick contact request. It'll be approved. Be easy for you to call on Skype from that point forward. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You haven't even been home yet, have you?
No, I
can't. You literally look like you just got off an airplane.
Yes, I got off the airplane. Hold on. No, it was last night, and I stayed the night at a friend's house in Manchester so I could go to the Republican state convention thing and vote on the platform for the Republican Party here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, welcome back. Glad to have you back here, Mark. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com between now and the next show. And coming up, I mentioned Keenvention. We're going to get to your calls here in just a moment. But I mentioned Keenvention. We actually had Kristen on the line. She just happened to call in, and I recognized her as one of the attendees of last year's Keenvention. The very first Keenvention was last year. Now, Keenvention is it's my little convention, I guess. I throw it. I'd rather not. I'd rather hand it off to somebody, and maybe I can find
No, I'll do it.
Maybe I can. I've not asked yet, Mark. Maybe I can find someone to take the reins next year because I've got a lot going on. But it's a lot of fun, and I'll continue doing it as long as I possibly can because I didn't know how it was going to go last year. I really didn't know how many people were going to attend it. Turned out it was really great. There were about 115 people that came out for Keenvention, and Kristen was saying it was this warm, welcoming atmosphere, and I'm glad that she felt that way. I thought it was this great, intimate event where, you know, it's a convention. We've got a panel, you know, several panels up there, and they speak about various different topics, activism-related, you know, whether it's legislative activists here or people who are doing civil disobedience, cop block. There's a brand new cop block panel going to happen this year. New movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That's going to be another new panel this year. So we've got panel discussions like a good convention should have. We've got keynote speeches to wrap out the day like a good convention should have. So it's got all the trappings of a convention, but it's smaller than, say, like the Liberty Forum, which is something that the Free State Project puts on in the wintertime here in New Hampshire, which, by the way, you know, I plan on being at the Liberty Forum, too. That's a great event. There's no doubt about it. But Liberty Forum attracts like 700 people over that weekend. And again, Keenvention, much smaller. We focus on activism. We don't bring any of the fancy libertarian big name speakers in from any other place. All of the speakers at Keenvention, they're activists based here in New Hampshire. Many of the names you'll be familiar with. You've heard us talk about them or talk to them here on Free Talk Live. So you get to meet some of these people in person. And if you've never been to New Hampshire before, or even if you've been before, it's a great excuse to come up here, check out the Keene area, and meet some of the great activists that are actually on the ground here. Mark, you're going to be hosting a panel this year.
That's right.
The news media panel. And we actually haven't publicly announced who all your panelists are yet. You want to go ahead and throw that out there?
Let's see. I've got Chris Cantwell, Stephanie Murphy. I've got Brett Vannoy.
Can the two of them exist on the same panel, Chris Cantwell and Stephanie Murphy?
I think they can.
Should be interesting.
And Garrett Ian.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing that. And, of course, if for some reason you can't make it, I'm going to record everything. In fact, you can go back to you can go to Keenvention.info. You can watch the entirety of Keenvention 2013 in different videos. We have, you know, all of the panels and speeches all on videos. You can see what it was like and get a taste of what Keenvention was like. But it's only a taste because you only get to see what happened on stage. You don't get to see the conversations between all the people attending that happen off of the stage during the breaks and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to do something a little bit different this year. We've got the costume party, because Keenvention this year is October 31st through November 2nd. October 31st, Halloween night. So costume party time. Derek J., our Monday night co-host, he's putting it together. And if Derek J.'s in charge of throwing a party, you're going to want to be there for it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Go to Keenvention.info. Tickets are $60 for the whole weekend, or pay with Bitcoin. Just had a Bitcoin order come in a couple of days ago. And I checked the orders today. It looks like we're on track for being about the same size as last year. So, again, it's going to be a nice intimate event with probably around 100-plus people, and I'm looking forward to it. So go to Keenvention.info as we go to your calls and thoughts. Elma, listening in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Elma.
Oh, hey, sweetie.
Well, hi there.
All right. I homeschool my son. He's fixing to be 22, and I was one of the first ones in this county to do it. I caught hell.
He's fixing to be 22.
She's not homeschooling him anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the homeschooling's over?
But I caught it. And when he went, he had to take a GED to get his diploma, and they made him take a test that was different from everybody else's because he was homeschooled. He was
really
held to a higher standard.
Huh. I'm surprised at that.
Explain that one to me.
Well,
there's no explaining. It's government arbitrary rules. They make that stuff up as they go along.
Oh, they gave it to him.
Really?
They gave
what do you
it
mean?
To him bad. But he
well, what happened?
Every one of them, and they told me he was the smartest kid they ever seen.
Well, fantastic. You know what? That tends to be the case. That tends to be the case with a lot of homeschools is they're really brilliant folks because they've been able to, in a lot of ways, sort of follow their own educational volition, look into the areas that are most
interesting. You could ever see in your life. He's a good man.
I believe you, Elma, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, you are homeschooling Jack. He's your 6-year-old son. Is there an unschooling aspect with what you're doing with Jack, or is there some directed kind of, you know, you and Laura are figuring out what he needs to learn? Because unschooling is kind of a different approach to homeschooling.
Well, unschooling is what the parents decide to make it. What I do is I look for opportunities, things that Jack's interested in talking about at any given time.
What's his thing right now? Like, he used to be into the solar system?
Right now, he's into Star Wars.
Okay.
You know, Star Wars is what he wants
to do. It's an extension of the solar system.
You know.
A galaxy far, far away, a long time ago.
If you think about adults, many of them spend a lot of time thinking about entertainment that they like. So I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with it, as long as you can incorporate stuff in. So, you know, obviously with Star Wars, we talk about concepts that have to do with space and that kind of thing. But probably mostly what we're doing as far as education is he loves to read comic books and books with us. And so we make him read some and we read some. And he's 6 years old. Any reading that goes on from a six-year-old is reading above their grade level. When I was in six years old in kindergarten, we were reading things like Cat and Dog. Wow. I mean, he's well above that reading level. So, but he doesn't know. He doesn't know that there's other kids that can't read as well as he can. Mm-hmm. So he never feels held back. There's no standard to push towards or be held back by. Just sure. You know, to him, he's never existed in a world, because we had got the baby reading kit, babyreadingkit.com for him. He's never existed in a world where he didn't have some understanding of words.
He also doesn't have bullies to deal with or any other terrible things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't. The one of the problems with schools is you put a bunch of kids who otherwise are completely unrelated together, and you're going to get some of that Lord of the Flies thing. And you know, if you want your kid roughed up and treated crappy, you can do it yourself.
But that's what a lot of the people who defend the government schools will say. They say you need to have your kids socialized.
But what do they mean when they say socialized? Do they mean roughed up and treated crappy?
Well, that is what happens.
Because
right?
I have been to work at a lot of different locations, even construction sites. I have never been treated so poorly, besides prison and jail, than I was in government school. My list goes, for being treated poorly: jail, prison, government school, work. Now, why?
Hold up. Wait, jail was worse. Prison, not as bad.
Yeah, I think jail was worse than prison, personally. But the
jails, prisons, government schools, all institutions of the government.
Yeah, I mean, when it really comes down to it, the schools, whatever this socialization thing is, it's not preparing people for what I have experienced in real life. If I was treated the way, in a workplace, the way I was treated in school, mm-hmm. I would sue my boss.
Because, you can also leave.
Well, you can. You can choose not to go to work the next day, or you can get another job and those kind of things.
If your kid doesn't go to the government schools and you haven't begged for permission to leave, they'll send men with guns to your house.
And they, yeah, but well, unlikely.
Oh, yeah, they will.
It'll take some time.
It won't be the next day.
I don't think they care that much anymore.
It won't be the next day. Mark, we've seen stories within the last decade where they have absolutely sent investigators out to parents' homes. In a lot of cases, sometimes it's because they believe the child's going to a different school, like that they're sending their kid to a different government school rather than the official school.
Well, there's that. I mean, that's a big deal for them, because, oh, no, you must send, this government school's crappy, the one near your house, and you want to send your kid to another government school? Whoa, you're stealing from taxpayers.
Ridiculous.
It's insane. By the way, I did, when I grew up, I went to the public school that was my grandmother's house rather than the public school for my house, because the one for my house wasn't as good.
So has Jack seen all three Star Wars? I guess there's six now. All six?
I believe we don't have Phantom Menace and the Attack of the Clones or whatever, mm-hmm. so we have to get those.
And I hear there's a new one coming out soon. That's very exciting. We're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.